Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Brahma Prabhupada Raja Kajaya Asta Parasa Tashi Shumada Zalanga Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Samavitta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Garanga. Glorious to Shri Prabhupada. So we're reading having our Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita reading, continuing Madhya Lila chapter 20, entitled The Lord Instructs Sanatan Goswami. Today we're reading text 329 to 331. Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacharishcharani Pancha Kalpa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhivyavacha Patita Nam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Text 329. Yugavatara Eve Shuna Sanatan. Satya Tripta Dwarpar Kali Jugera Ganan.
Satya Tripta Dwarpar Kali Jugera
Ganan. Translation, O Sanatan, now hear from me about the Yuga Avatars, the incarnations for the millenniums. First of all, there are four Yugas, Satya Yuga, Tripta Yuga, Dwarpar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. This sometimes they're overlapped, I say. Treta comes from this tria, this word tria means three. So you have Tapa Trayon Mulanam, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Oops. Uproots the threefold miseries. And we have also different forms of tria, Trimurti, or Tapa Traya Chikitsitam. In the fifth chapter, is Tapatraya Chikitsitam. And what is that? Trigunya Vishaya Veda. The three modes, three Vedas mainly deal with the three modes of material nature. Traya, Treta, comes Treta. So this is Treta. I was found out some, looking at different things, that there's different calculations why it's Treta, three. One explanation is that there's three-fourths religious principles being followed. The second yuga, Satya Yuga, is all religious, everyone is religious, following religious principles. Treta Yuga, they say three-fourths. And similarly, Dwapara comes from Dwa, just like the famous verses there, Dvasaparna Sayuja Sakaya, that there's two birds living in the heart of the living entity. Famous Upanishad Shruti Vakya. And also in the 15th chapter, Krishna says, what is that? Dvasaparna, what is that? Dalimo Purusho Loke. There's two different kinds of living entities, Chara Akshara Uchite, or whatever. But the fallible and infallible, Krishna says there's two different kinds, Dva. Dvapar means two-fourths religious principles are being followed. Or alternatively, there's a different explanation. Somebody said was the Kali Yuga is 432,000 years, so double that, two times is Dwapar Yuga, and three times that is the length of the duration of Treta Yuga. Kali Yuga we're experiencing, we have no need to explain that. Text 330. Shukla Rakta Krishna Pita Kame Chari Barna. Charivarna Dari Krishna Karina Yuga Dharma.
Charivarna Dari Krishna Karina Yuga Dharma.
In the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapar, and Kali, the Lord incarnates in four colors, white, red, black, and yellow, respectively. These are the colors of the incarnations in different millenniums. Text 331.
Asanvarna Trayo Hyasya. Asanvarna Trayo
Vimetto nu yugam tanu. Shuklo raktas tata pita. Idanam krishnatam, krishnatam gata. Asanvarnas trayohyasya. Krinato nujyagam tanu. Shuklo raktas tata pita. Idanam krishnatam gata. Asanvarnas trayohyasya.
Asanvarnas trayohyasya.
Krinato nujyagam tanu.
Shuklo raktas tata pita.
Idanim Krishna Tangata.
Idanim
Krishna
Tangata.
Please. Asanvarnas Trayasya. Somebody give me the first part of the 10th canto. Back in the 10th canto, first part. Asan.
There were.
Varna.
Varnas.
Colors.
Colors.
Traya.
Three.
He.
Certainly.
Thank you. Asya,
of your
son,
Ganata,
accepting,
Anuyugam,
according to the millennium,
Tanu,
body,
Shukla,
white,
Rakta,
red,
Tata,
as well as,
Pita,
yellow.
Idanim,
just now.
Krishna
Tamgata.
He has assumed a blackish hue.
Okay, translation of Purport by his doing Srila Prabhupada. This child formerly had three colors according to the prescribed color for different millenniums. Formerly he was white, red, and yellow, and now he has assumed a blackish color. Wherefore, this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.13 was spoken by Garga Muni when performing the name-giving ceremony for Krishna at the house of Nanda Maharaj. The following two verses are also from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5, 21, and 24. So we'll read the purport by Srila Prabhupada from 10th Canto. Purport in the 10th Canto here is Srila Prabhupada Kicha, partially explaining the position of Lord Krishna and partially covering the facts, Garga Muni indicated. This is, of course, this. Garga Muni was the priest of the Yadavas, the particularly Vasudev requested Garga Muni to go to Gokul, where he had taken Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj, and he asked him to do his reformatory rites, sanskars, named Namakaran. So Garga Muni, he, of course, very wise, he was a little bit reluctant. At the same time, he was very enthusiastic to perform the name-giving ceremony for Krishna. He understood Krishna's position. And but at the same time, he was a fearful that King Kamsa, he had tried to kill the daughter, the Yashoda's daughter, Yogamaya, that Vasudev had brought back from Gokul when he brought Krishna's from the prison cell. So that Yogamaya, when she was attempted to be killed by Kamsa, she went up into the sky and said, "You fool, this birth, this eighth child of Devaki who was destined to kill you has already taken his birth somewhere else." So Garga Muni was a little bit reluctant that that if he does name-giving ceremony for Krishna, who is in fact the eighth son of Devaki, that Kamsa would find out, because he was the priest of the Yadavas, and he's why he's going. Actually, that Nanda Maharaj is also related to the Vasudev. He's the, they have both have, I think, the same grandfather, no? Not father. Surasen, Sura. Huh?
Surasen has two wives.
Yes, one Katri and one Vaisha. But that was the grandfather, no? Not the father.
Yeah,
Parjanya's father. Yes, Parjanya. And who's the Vasudev's father? Don't know. Okay. So anyway, they had the common lineage, common forefather, Surasen. So anyway, we'll continue on. That partially explaining the position of Krishna and partially covering the facts, Garga Muni indicated, "Your son has a great personality and he can change the color of his body in different ages." The word Grinata indicates that Krishna is free to make his choice. In other words, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and may therefore do whatever he desires. In Vedic literature, the different colors assumed by the personality of Godhead in different millenniums are stated. And therefore, when Garga Muni said, "Your son has assumed these colors," he indirectly said he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of Kamsa's atrocities, Garga Muni tried to avoid disclosing this fact, but he indirectly informed Nanda Maharaj that Krishna, his son, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may be noted that Srila Jiva Goswami, in his book Kramasandarbha, has enunciated the purport of this verse. In every millennium, Krishna appears in a different form, either as white, red, or yellow, but this time he personally appeared in his original blackish form, and, as predicted by Garga Muni, exhibited the power of Narayan. Because in this form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits himself fully, his name is Sri Krishna, the All-Attractive. Factually, Krishna is the source of all avatars, and therefore all the different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna. When Krishna incarnates, all the features of other incarnations are already present within him. Other incarnations are partial representations of Krishna, who is the full-fledged incarnation of the Supreme Being. It is to be understood that the Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla, Rakta, or Pitta, white, red, or yellow, is the same person. When he appears in different incarnations, he appears in different colors, just like the sunshine, which contains seven colors. Sometimes the colors of sunshine are represented separately. Otherwise, the sunshine is observed mainly as bright light. The different avatars, such as the Manvantara avatars, Lila avatars, and Dasha avatars, are all included in the Krishna avatar. When Krishna appears, all the avatars appear with him. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.26, avatara hi sankhyaya hare satta nidhir dhija yata vidashina kulya sarasha su sahasrasha. The avatars incessantly appear like incessantly flowing water. No one can count how many waves there are in flowing water. And similarly, there is no limitation of the avatars. And Krishna is the full representation of all the avatars because he is the source of all avatars. Krishna is Amsi, whereas others are Amsa, part of Krishna. All living entities, including us, are Amsas. Amsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. These Amsas are of different magnitude. Human beings, who are minute Amsas, and the demigods, Vishnu Tattva, and all other living beings are all part of the Supreme. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. Krishna is the full representation of all living entities, and when Krishna is present, all avatars are included in him. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the incarnations for each yuga in chronological order. The Bhagavatam says, Krite Shuklas Chatur Bahu Tretajam Rakta Varnau Sau Tapare Bhagavan Shama and Krishna Varnam Tushaya Krishnam. We actually see that in Kali Yuga, Bhagavan has appeared in Pita Varna, or a yellow color, as Gaurasundar, although the Bhagavatam speaks of Krishna Varnam. To adjust all these statements, one should understand that although in some yugas some of the colors are prominent, in every yuga, whenever Krishna appears, all the colors are present. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears without Krishna or a blackish color, he is understood to be Krishna himself. Idanim Krishnatam Gata, the same original Krishna who appears in different Varnas has now appeared. The word Asan indicates that he is always present. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his full feature, he is understood to be Krishna Varnam, although he appears in different colors. Prahlad Maharaj states that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa. That is, although he is Krishna, he is covered by a yellow color. Thus, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept the conclusion that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Pita color, he is Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangashtra Parshadam Jagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. So this is the name given Chaitanya Gargamuni gave to Krishna. This when Nanda Maharaj greeted Gargamuni, he was very happy to see him there at his house. He greeted him with some words that Srila Prabhupada sometimes quotes. He says, Mahad Vichalanam Nirinam Vihinam Dina Chetasam Shreyasaya Bhagavan Kalpate Nanyata Pachit. Said that the great personalities, their only business, Mahadvichalanam Nirinam Guhinam Dina Chetasam. That the great personalities, they go house to house in order to benefit the fallen souls, particularly the Grihastas, Grihinam Dina Chetasa. They're engaged in their household affairs. They're not so much have time for spiritual affairs. So therefore, Nishreya Saya Bhagavan, Kalpate Nanyata Kachit. Otherwise, they have no other business. It's also mentioned, very interesting point, is that Gargamuni was a great astrologer. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says that the duty of a father is to understand the astrological position of his children for their happiness. This is, I thought it was quite interesting that this is the Vedic culture, that the Brahmanas, they used to be very advanced in knowledge. They had knowledge, medicine, astrology, and of course the spiritual guidance that they gave to society was unparalleled. That the so much so that the householders, they had no hesitation to maintain such personalities. Mahadvichalanam, that's called great personalities. They have the did business like that to travel. So Nanda Maharaj, he was very happy and greeted him. And this way they performed this name-giving ceremony in the cowsheds to avoid the detection by, and even moreover that Nanda Maharaj didn't even invite his friends and relatives like that, but they had this in secret. And this Gargamuni, he first gave this name to Balaram. He gave him different names. Bala meaning strength, because he liked to show his strength. And Rama, Sankarshan, because he was going to unite the two families, the Jadavas and the cowherd men, followers of Nanda Maharaj. So it's mentioned here that the Krishna, he comes on his own. Even what to speak of Krishna, it's described some verses there, yata somitri bharato, yata sankarshanadaya, tata tenaiva jayanti marcha lokam yaduchaya, punas tenaiva jasante, tad vishnu shashvatam padam, na karma bandhanam janma, vaishnavam, vaishnavanam cha vidyate. Even the Vaishnavas is stated here that na karma bandhanam janma vaishnavanam cha vidyate. That even it's described that Saumitri Bharato, this is particularly about the Lord Ramchandra and his brothers, Saumitri Bharat and Lakshman, the son of Sumitra, and Sankarshan Lakshman. They take their birth, they take their appearance in this world tatate naiva jayante marcha lokam yadrichaya. That means by their own will they take their birth as appearance. And of course there is described, Krishna says, what is that, prajanaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartaya Sambhavami yuge yuge. They take birth at particular time according to different yugas. Just like here, we're hearing about the yuga avatar. So that means a particular time, particular chronological event. So they come at particular time, but still, yadrichaya, according to their own desire, that is there. They have na karma bandhana. We're forced in this material world, we're forced to take our birth. We have no influence, no options. Where, which family we took birth in, where we appeared. So Krishna is not like that. He appears on his own schedule. He makes his own. Therefore, avajananti ma mudha manushyam tanamashrita, that even though he comes in the form of a human being, the form of Krishna and Ram, parambhava majanato mama bhuta mahishram, foolish people, they don't understand his supreme nature. Even though he comes in this form, in this world, this is the position. You have the very interesting topic is there. Chaitanya Bhagavat Chil Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He gives very detailed purport on the disappearance of Lakshmi Devi. And he describes how he quotes one particular verse here, Tantra Bhagavata says, the Agrinad Visrajaj Cheti Krishna Ramadi Kam Tanum Patyate Bhagavan Isho Muda Bhudi Vyapekshaya. Scriptural statements that the Supreme Lord has accepted and given up bodies in his incarnations, such as Krishna and Ram, are mentioned simply to satisfy the mentality of foolish people. Many times the Vrindavan Das Thakur talks about the appearance and the disappearance of the Lord. These are simply from our perspective. Krishna's body is eternal. This is he gives that very detailed explanation of how Krishna's body is eternal. As the first verse of the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. He has the eternal form, Satchidananda Vigraha. And similarly, in this particular topic, it's described that Lakshmi Devi also has that same. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yatam Asyari Rupani Tate Jayad Yatam Mata. Says, just like an actor takes on one form and gives up one form, takes another form. Just like Yata Matsyadi Rupani, they've given the example of the fish incarnation and others. He relinquishes one body to accept other ones. So the Yugat avatars, these are described Shukla Raktasta Tapita. This is described, didn't catch that different. What their different names were in the different yugas, but that's described in the 11th canto if someone has interest for that. I think one was Hari and I don't know. But these are all eternal forms of the Supreme Lord, but when Krishna comes, he is the common. All these different forms, they come together. It is described. In the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he quotes Jiva Goswami in his purport. This verse, particularly this verse, Asan Varnas Trayo Yasya. This is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita three times. This is the first time in the third chapter, Adi Lila, when this described the external reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance is described. And again, when Gopinath is preaching to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the position of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to Jagannath Puri and took darshan of Lord Jagannath and he fainted in ecstasy. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the first to come there and protect him from the guards who were having some ideas that he was a false pretender. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya carefully protected him and took him to his residence. And Gopinathacharya, who was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he told him that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead you have in your home. He said, no, no, how is that possible? And he quoted one verse, that verse from Prahlad Maharaj, which is also described in the 10th canto purport I read. Itam nirtirdag rishideva jashavatarai lokan vibhavayasi hansi jagat patipan dharma dharma mahapurusha pashi yugana vrittam chana kalo yadabhavas trijugota satvam. This chana kalo that is described that in the age of Kali, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Trijuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. So this is the statement
that
this was used by Gopinath to prove that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in fact the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because Sarvabhauma said that, oh no, he's known as three yuga, he only appears in three yugas, but then what is that chana kalo yadabhavas, that he comes in Kali Yuga chana, in the covered incarnation. So in this way they had interesting discussion. Of course, that is not possible simply by scriptural information, was that Tarko Pratishta Shutayo Bibina, that simply by argument and scriptural study, you can't understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gopinath, I think he says that, use that verse, Atapite Deva Padam Bhujam Tvaya Prashad Elisha Anugrihita Eva. You have to have a little bit of mercy, prasada lesha. You need a little bit of mercy, then you can understand these things. So ultimately, of course, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya got a little bit of mercy, that little bit of mercy from Lord Chaitanya, and he could understand his position, became a great devotee. So this is the position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared, he came at a time when the influence of Kali Yuga was becoming very prominent, so the need was there for establishing Yuga Dharma. That's described in the third and fourth chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just in this third chapter, text 19, Yuga Dharma Pravartayimu Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya Nachayimu Bhuvana. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nama Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. So these four yugas, the yuga avatars, they come to propagate the particular yugas as described Bhagavad Gita is there. That what we just quoted, that Parishnanaya sadhanam vinashaya chiduskritam dharma samstapanartaya, means the establishing the religious principles, sambhavami yuge yuge. Of course, those in the process of establishing religious principles, those other two businesses are there, paritranaya, sadhunam, vinashaya, chuduskritam, the protecting the pious and annihilating the miscreants. But that's the next verse quoted here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and a couple of the other verses that in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It says, Yuga Dharma Pravartana Haya Ansa Hayave Ama Bina Anye Nare Praja Prema Dite. Says, my plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age, but no one can but me, however, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Braja. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was considering that he came in Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and established the principles of religion at the same time, enjoying his pastimes with his intimate associates in Brajabhumi. But he was thinking that he wanted to give that treasure of Braja Prem to the living entities. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mentioned all the different incarnations, all the different amsas. They come with him, as just described. Somewhere there. Ateva Vishnu Takan Krishna Shirire Vishnu Dwarakari Krishna Asura Samhari. At that time, therefore, Lord Vishnu is present in the body of Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna kills the demons through him. So all these different incarnations we've seen, actually in the pastimes of Krishna, there's one place just behind the Krishna Balaram temple that's called Brahagat, where Krishna exhibited his form of Rahadev to the gopis. And there one place in Kamyavan where Krishna manifested his pastime of Lord Ramchandra having the monkeys build a bridge across the lake there so that they could go on to the other side. And similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hearing one day the Vishnu Sahasranam from Srivas Thakur, and when he heard the name of Nrisimhadev, he became very angry and said, "I'll kill all these atheists," and he grabbed one club and started, Chaitanya Charitamrita says he ran through the streets with his club ready to kill all the atheists, and Srivas Thakur pacified him and said, "No, this is not very good in Kali Yuga, this is not your business." So he, and similarly, he went to the house one time of Murari Gupta, and he took the form of Braha and danced in his courtyard. One time he was wandering the streets of Navadvip, and he was going to the different houses, the different businesses, merchants, weavers and the conch shell merchants, and he went to the house of one astrologer, and he went to the astrologer and said, "Can you tell me who I was in my past life?" And actually very interesting, the discussion that he had, that the astrologer sat in meditation. I'm not going to find it. Sat in meditation, and he saw the form of Krishna first as a young a baby with blackish hue playing in the cowherd pasture of Nanda Maharaj. Then he saw him as Shyamasundar, and he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he thought he went back into meditation thinking. Then he saw the different forms. He saw Nrisimhadev, he saw Varaha, so all these different forms were there. So this is the vision this astrologer had. He had meditation. Through his meditation, he could see all these different forms were there present in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he became a little bit bewildered. He said, "Maybe you can come back in the afternoon. I'll let you know. I can't exactly understand who you were in your past life." Some other astrologer was there. He said that he was the Supreme Personality of God. And he said, "No, I don't know what you're talking about. I was a cowherd boy, and I took care of the cows very nicely, so now I've become a Brahmin." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the understood, we understand through the scriptures, Krishna Varna Tusha Krishnam. Krishna Varnam also sometimes means that he's always, Varnam has different implications, that the Varna means the color, and also can be, he's always describing or discussing about Krishna, Krishna Varnam, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always engaged in glorifying Krishna in the mood of a devotee. And that verse is there, that Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangapangashta Parshadam. We can understand through the Mahajans, Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakya, we can understand through these different pramans how the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is given very nice opportunity for the living entities of this Kali Yuga that simply chant, dance, and take a prasadam. Srila Prabhupada gave us that business. He summarized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, chant, dance, and take prasadam, and we can go back home, back to Godhead very simply. All right, so long time. If you have enough, anybody has some questions?
There's a question, Doctor.
Okay.
I have a couple questions, Prabhu. When Lord Chaitanya fainted in front of Lord Jagannath and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to rescue him, what prompted Sarvabhauma to rescue him? In other words, what was his relationship with him at that time before he was understood that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
I think the, weren't the guards ready to beat them, Lord Chaitanya? I think the guards at the temple were ready to beat Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he just understood that this is not, he was a sannyasi and he's put some cotton up to his nose and found out that he was in some trance.
Okay.
Thought he was a great devotee.
Also, also he recognized, even though he's not a devotee, Sarvabhauma, but he recognized Pastu Sakti Bhavu Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
He said he's not ordinary.
Yeah.
Like so he took him to his house.
He recognized Astas, what?
The eight symptoms of ecstasy. That Lord Chaitanya was in great ecstasy. He put a cotton swab up to his nose and he could see that he was, it was barely moving. He was not some pretender, but he was actually in trance, deep trance, but still, I mean, alive and everything.
Also, when he went through this, when Shivas Thakur, he was reciting the Vishnu Sahasranam.
Yes.
So, did the club just manifest, or where did he get this club from, Lord Chaitanya? It manifests. So, did he go through the streets in his sannyas vesh, or in...
No, he wasn't sannyasi at that time.
Oh. Did he manifest it in Nrsinga form?
Yes.
Oh, he did? The actual Nrsinga form. Oh, okay.
And the Sushant chakra appeared when he was chastising Jagannath Madhav. He stuck and he put up his finger. Chakra.
Yes,
appeared.
That's another opportunity.
Surashain, father of Vasudev, right?
Surashain?
I have to clear that. They actually, it comes from Jayati. Jayati's son is Jodhu. Jodhu Maharaj's dynasty, where the Jodhu Bangshu is. And one of the descendants is Devamir King.
Yeah.
And Devamir King had two wives. And from Vaishya wife, Prajanna Maharaj.
Okay, Sarasen was the father of Vasudev, I think. Yeah.
And Khatriya wife Maharaj is Surasen, Surasen's son.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how they are cousins.
I think you'll find a whole genealogical chart in the ninth canto, maybe? At the end of the ninth canto.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Okay. And Hari Bhamsa gives a full description of Hari Bhamsa, the family of Lord Hari. Very, this is used many times by the Goswamis. They quote from Hari Bhamsa. That's by Vyasadeva. Trivikram?
What's the reason for the different dharmas, the different colors of the Lord?
What's the reason?
and different incarnations and so forth. Is that stated anywhere?
Well, it's a reason
like,
for
like
different medicines in the drugstore.
Dharmas.
There's different medicines in the drugstore also. They have different. We have different diseases in this material world. So some are not so serious as others. In Kali Yuga, we have very serious disease. We need the best medicine.
So you're saying they're white in Sapta Yuga because people are pure?
Yeah, people are pure, yeah. More pure, yeah. Therefore, Kriteya Dhyayatom Vishnum, they can engage in meditation. Was it Vishwamitra 60,000 years or Valmiki, they were meditating for many thousands of years. They had lifespan like that also because of their predominance in the mode of goodness.
100,000 years.
Huh?
For 100,000 years you need to do meditation.
Yeah, you could meditate for 10, 20, 30,000 years.
I don't know if you need to do it, but it's recommended, isn't it? I mean, it's not like, oh shoot, I got self-realization, but I only meditated for 97,000 years.
Hare Krishna Guru,
yeah.
Thank you for the class. And I've asked this question before, but I can't remember the exact answer. Like the different colors, white, red, and yellow. Who were they?
Who were they?
Yeah, who were the...
Who were they? I mentioned that in the beginning. I don't remember. I didn't get to that.
Hans Avatar.
Anyway, they're in the 11th canto. You can look it up there.
And the other question, why did in this period of the four yugas, did Treta Yuga and Dwarpa Yuga switch around?
Yes.
Why did that
happen? Why did that happen?
Yeah.
It happens. We have some real why, answer to why.
This is the Golden Moonies.
Huh?
Oh,
actually, yeah, there is an explanation there. No, that wasn't the Ram Lila. No, that one personality was cursed, and they wanted to make that time shorter, so they brought the yugas changed.
With the Ahalya.
Ahalya, I think Ahalya.
So Dwapara is supposed to be second, first. I mean, after Sapta, then Treta, then Kali.
Yeah.
But then Ahalya was crying and begging to her husband.
Yeah.
Because she got cursed by her.
Gautam Muni.
Yes, wait.
You understand? You understand? Yeah. So, like that. There's lots of stories in the Puranas. We, actually, too many stories are there, and sometimes they're Shrutayovibhina. We can get confused very easily by reading so many different Puranas. We try to stick with Srila Prabhupada, this Bhagavat Purana, Puranam Amalam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this Srimad Bhagavatam as the topmost Purana, Paramahamsa Samhita. That's the basis for all of our understanding, at least. We can read some other things, but if there's some reconciliation to be done, we reconcile on the basis of Srimad Bhagavatam. Huh? Yes.
Interesting.
That's, yeah.
Translate.
That's where that was from Tapan Mishra, he was inquiring from Lord Chaitanya. That's where this verse is quoted in by Vrindavan Das Thakur also, the Asan Varnas. The important verse, the different colors of the different incarnations, and how Krishna comes in so many different forms. That's where we're reading this whole Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita Sanatana Goswami is being instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the different incarnations, just like waves in the ocean, yuga avatars. Rupa Goswami gives only like three verses on the yuga avatars, very brief description of the yuga avatars, and the Laghu Bhagavatamrita I was looking. Anyway, anything else? Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya.